Foreign Service Institute. Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Tape 20. Frame 644. Repeat after the tape. Number 1.
Bida ja ti o.
Number 2.
A to pa o ya.
Number 3.
Ke to ao ya pai pua ta.
Frame 645. Read number 1.
A to pa o ya.
Number 2.
Ke to ao ya pai pua ta.
Number 3.
Bida ja ti o.
Frame 646. Write these words in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Ja ao o.
Number 2.
A o pa.
Number 3.
Ya di ai.
Check your answers. Frame 647. All of the following words begin with mid-class initial consonants and end in long vowels. They are open syllables. They are pronounced with low pitch contour. Listen as they are read. Number 1.
Da.
Number 2.
Ja.
Number 3.
Bi.
Number 4.
Pa.
Number 5.
Dam.
Number 6.
Ja.
Number 7.
Dai.
Number 8.
Ao.
Number 9.
Tam.
Number 10.
Tua.
Number 11.
Pai.
Number 12.
Bo.
Number 13.
Chua.
Number 14.
Dơ.
Number 15.
Cửa.
Number 16.
Ai.
Number 17.
Có.
Number 18.
Chăm.
Number 19.
Bè.
Number 20.
Tô.
Using MC for mid-class initial consonant and VV for long vowel, and an arrow for results in, and LPC for low pitch contour, write a formula for syllables of the type just given. Check your answer. Frame 648. What is a token word we have been using to represent this group of words? The answer is
go.
Frame 649. Write these words as they are spoken on the tape. Number 1.
Da.
Number 2.
Ga.
Number 3.
B.
Number 4.
Ba.
Number 5.
Dum.
Number 6.
Ya.
Number 7.
Dai.
Number 8.
Ao.
Number 9.
Tam.
Number 10.
Tua.
Number 11.
Pai.
Number 12.
Bo.
Number 13.
Chưa.
Fourteen.
Giờ.
Number 15.
Cửa.
Number 16.
I.
Number 17.
Có.
Number 18.
Chăm.
Number 19.
Bè.
Number 20.
Tô.
Check your answers by looking at frame 647. Frame 650. All of the following words begin with mid-class initial consonant and end in short vowels. They are therefore considered to be closed syllables. They are pronounced with high pitch contour. Listen as they are read. Number 1.
Tua.
Number 2.
Chỗ.
Number 3.
Bỏ.
Number 4.
Tỏ.
Number 5.
Tí.
Number 6.
Chá.
Number 7.
Bu.
Number 8.
Yo.
Number 9.
Bet.
Number 10.
Bi.
Number 11.
te.
Number 12.
Tu.
Number 13.
Pia.
Number 14.
To.
Number 15.
Ke.
Number 16.
Du.
Number 17.
Yo.
Number 18.
O.
Number 19.
Dua.
Number 20.
Ka.
Frame 651. What is the token word we have been using to represent this group of words? The answer is
ka.
Frame 652. This type of syllable is represented as follows. Mid-class consonant plus short vowel results in high pitch contour. Frame 653. Write these words as they are spoken on the tape. Number 1.
Ya.
Number 2.
Yo.
Number 3.
B.
Number 4.
Tu.
Number 5.
To.
Number 6.
Du.
Number 7.
O.
Number
8. Ka.
Number 9.
Yo.
Number 10.
To.
Number 11.
Bu.
Number 12.
Bat.
Number 13.
Te.
Number 14.
Pia.
Number 15.
Get.
Number 16.
Yo.
Number 17.
Dua.
Number 18.
Tua.
Number 19.
Ba.
Number 20. Number 20.
Ti.
Check your answers. Frame 654. There are 8 mid-class initial consonants. Read them. Number 1.
Toko.
Number 2.
Tokyo.
Number
3. Todo.
Number 4.
Toto.
Number 5.
Tobo.
Number 6.
Topo.
Number 7.
Toyo.
Number
8. Toon.
Frame 655. The chart shown here summarizes all the facts given you so far relating to graphic features indicating tone in the Lao syllable. Look at the chart and examine it carefully. In the left column, under class of initial consonants, you will see the word mid. All of the initial consonants you have studied so far are mid-class consonants. In the next column, you see mid-class consonant plus short vowel, which is one type of closed syllable. As you see in the chart, this type of syllable is pronounced with high pitch contour, as in the word
ga.
Now look at the right-hand column. There you see mid-class initial consonant plus long vowel or diphthong. What is the pitch contour? Right, it's low. What is an example of this type of syllable?
Go.
Frame 656. Read this word.
Ow.
It is very difficult to translate this word into English, since any English word will have meanings that
ow
doesn't have. The best thing to do is to describe how it is used. Therefore, in the frames that follow, you will be given examples of its usage. For the time being, it will suffice to say that it means to get possession of something by whatever means. It may be followed by noun phrase object. Now read the first word on the next line.
Chua.
What does it mean? It means novice priest. Now read the next word.
Gotcha.
What does it mean? It means key. Now read the sentence that follows. What does it mean? It means my buddy got possession of the novice monk's keys. The word
ao
here indicates that he got possession of the keys, but there's no indication of how he did it. Whether he snatched them, stole them, or simply borrowed them. Incidentally, there's no way of knowing whether the sentence refers to one key or more than one. Frame 657. Translate the English sentence given there and write it in the space provided and check your answer. Now read your answer.
Chua ao ka che ku.
Now look at sentence number 2. Using the English below as a guide, fill in the correct Lao word. Now read the whole sentence.
Cơ tô áo kẹt tô đài.
Frame 658. Look at this construction. Frequently, constructions with
áo
plus noun phrase are followed by verb phrase indicating some type of activity. Read the first word.
Tapu.
It means nail. Now the next word.
Patu.
It means door. Now read the whole sentence.
Chua ao tapu, cho patu kadi.
What does it mean? The novice monk took a nail and made a hole in the door of the monk's dwellings. Now read the part of the sentence after
ao tapu.
Right.
Cho patu kadi.
It is a verb phrase and refers to a type of activity. Frame 659. Complete this sentence using the English as a guide. In case you have forgotten how to translate treat, it is
bua.
Now, check your answer. Now, read the whole sentence.
Cú áo giá, bùa tà cơ cú.
Frame 660. When
áo
plus noun phrase is followed by
bài.
It means to take something someplace. Now read the sentence below.
Chúa ao cái chè bài.
It means the novice monk took the key someplace. As you probably would guess, this type of sentence is followed by a noun phrase of location. Now turn the page. We want you to write a translation of the sentence given in the space below. But before you do that, read the first word to the right of the English sentence.
Kapau.
What does it mean? It means bag or purse. Now read the next word.
Kadi.
You remember that that means monk's dwellings. Now write the translation. Read your answer.
Cơ cú áo cấp bào chùa bày kadi.
Here we have two noun phrases. The first one,
kapau chua,
is the object of
ao.
The second one,
kadi,
is a noun phrase of location after the verb
bai.
This is the end of tape 20, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction, Foreign Service Institute.